Aren't they racing this, Brenda?
You are removing the natural...
Hi, Brenda. Good afternoon. It's Honey from Local Splash.
Yes, I
actually called because we saw here that you sent us a text stating that you had two mixed calls, so you, you're calling back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I talked to some guy yesterday, and he was gonna talk to Google about getting our Google account verified a different way than the postcard, because we haven't received it.
I see. Yes, upon checking here, Ivan actually noted he already sent in a request to check in with Google if we have other ways to get you verified. So that has been done already. We're just waiting for a response from Google on this one.
Okay. Well, I've gotten some missed calls, and I didn't know if he was trying to call me back or what, so.
No problem. Yeah. So don't worry about the one that has been escalated already. We'll keep you updated, and we will get back to you as soon as we get an update from Google.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Oh, and by the way, I think the missed call that you got was actually from your leads.
Oh.
No, it's actually from a different one. Let me see, 290. Because I'm looking at your dashboard as well, and I see there are two that came in. So I think this is the one that, I think maybe this is the one that you meant that you get a missed call. Please log into your dashboard and then check on the leads tab.
Well, from what he told me, when they call that 256 number, it is supposed to ring. That number is supposed to ring to my Iron City phone, not just to odd number. It's supposed to be that number. And I haven't gotten a call from that number.
The 205-974-8500?
No, the 256. Let's see, 256-624-4449 is what I would expect to see on my phone, and I haven't received one of those.
Nothing from that. Let me see. Did you get, like, any text notification about possible leads? Because I think that is where your missed calls are coming from, because I see two for today. Yeah. You got two calls for today from the local Splash tracking number.
All right.
I'm getting
because I'm missing calls then, because I don't see any I don't see any calls on the local Splash dashboard. I don't see any new calls at all. And I got a call and had a missed call with the 866 number. And a 706 number.
And
let's see, let me look.
866, yeah, you get a missed call at 3:09 p.m. your time. That's 866-603-5290.
Yes, I see that, but how am I supposed to know that that's from a customer?
So what happens is that when somebody calls your call tracking number, it will actually ring your business line, because it gets forwarded to your business line, like, instantly. So the phone number, let me pull it out again. The number 8500, that number will actually ring. Whenever clients call you at your 4449 number, that call goes directly to your 8500. So your business line will go ahead and ring.
But what the guy told me yesterday was that the number I will see on my phone is the call tracking number. It won't just be a number.
Yes, yes, that's correct.
Well, I don't see the contract number. I see the 866 and the 70. Well, that one's a spam. And I see a 602. I don't see the call tracking number. I am not liking this system at all.
On your phone, do you see the 205-602-0881 number?
Yes.
So when the call went in, it showed that it showed that number, 0881.
Yes.
And it did not show us call tracking.
No. And it's supposed to call. I mean, these are just odd numbers that I don't know what they're for and who's calling. And I get enough spams that I would do nothing but answer spams by just answer calls.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, for regarding the spam, actually, the reason why you're getting that one, you already have the call tracking number, so majority of the spam calls and marketing calls are already being filtered. But there are some few that will still go through. So these are actually like callers that are manually like dialing, because the one that our system can actually filter are the automatic dials, and that's what telemarketers actually use. They use auto dials, but they have others that are manually dialing it. That's why they are going through. But rest assured that majority of the spam calls and the marketing calls are already being filtered.
Okay, but why aren't these two calls, they said the 866 number and the 602 number, those say local slash, but why aren't they on the dashboard? They're not showing on the dashboard as a call.
They are actually are showing as calls. Are you looking at your dashboard right now?
Yes, I'm looking at leads.
The first one on the very top is the 603, which is the 866-603-5290. And then the other one is 205-602-0881.
I'm not seeing those. Where are you seeing them?
On the leads tab.
Under listing? Where are you looking?
Are you using your application?
Yes, local splash dashboard.
Okay. So you are on your application. Yes, you need to go to leads.
I am in leads.
Could you kindly send me a screenshot of what you see? I'll go ahead and check on it.
Yeah, I haven't gotten a call on the dashboard since the 26th of February. Let me screenshot that.
Yes,
so it's not working for us. Not, and we're missing calls.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Don't worry, Brenda. We'll go ahead and figure this out.
Tell me what number to send it to.
Yes. Can we send it to 866-376-4880?
4880?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Let me just refresh it here. Let me know if you were able to send it to Kate.
It's sent.
It's sent? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Again, did you send it to... I'm sorry. Can you tell me which number did you send it to again?
866. 376-4880.
Oh, no, ma'am. I'm sorry. It should be this number. I apologize.
All right, wait a minute. Let me resend it. Let me get back over there. Okay, what number?
Mm-hmm. Please send it to 877.
Okay.
635.
Okay. 6225.
Okay. Okay, thank you. There you go. Okay, could you kindly go ahead and click the refresh button, please?
I did that before I sent that. There's no change.
No change. Because currently I am also logged into your account and it's already showing up on my end. The two, actually there are three listed here. One text and two. Let me just check very quick. Can you please go ahead and check, click filter and see maybe the time has up now.
Please type all.
And it says all the time. Yes, it is. Could you kindly try to go ahead and log out and then log back in?
Okay.
Please.
Okay, it changed now.
Okay. Did it appear?
Yes. I have three calls. Okay. Three
new leads. One is actually a text earlier in 10:41 a.m. and then there are two calls.
Now, how do I know if it's a text?
You see, let's say, like, the number is 786-275-733. Do you notice the icon there beside it? It's like how do you call it? Like,
yes,
square, like
a text.
Yes. Yes, yes. So that actually tells you it's a text. No, if it's a phone, it will have like a phone icon.
Okay, I got you.
All right, perfect. So, all right. If in case that happens, let's say you get missed calls. And then please do check on your app, try to log out and log back in, so that it makes sure that you have the, it refreshes and you have the latest update.
Now, this is a text, on the dashboard, but I do not see it on my phone, 786. I don't see that text on my phone. So is the only place you're going to see it, I can't even see the text on the dashboard. I don't even know how to look at the text, but it's not the phone, so.
If you actually go ahead and click on the text, on the right side of it, you would see the information about the text.
On the right side of what?
Like when you go ahead and click on the number, right?
Mm-hmm.
You click on the text and then you check on the right side of your screen, you would see their information. Like
okay.
What was the text sent?
All right, let's see. Okay, and then it says SMS, which is not. So how do I know if this is a valid person or if this is just a text from somewhere? From somebody I don't care about talking to. Does it say SMS?
That would depend on the on the message. If you actually try to scroll down on the message, you would see there that prior to the 10:40 a.m., where he said, like, have you seen my message on the below it on 9:39? There is a, it says, hey, it's Giannis. Do you see it?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, yeah. So that will give you information about the text. The same thing with the calls. If you go ahead and click on the call, check on the right side, you would see there a summary of what they left on voicemail on the call. Or if, for example, you spoke with them, it will give you a summary too. So let's see here. The caller residing in 5247 Old Mill Circle in Vestavia Hills contacted Iron City Roofing regarding loose gutters and potential roof damage. I would suggest calling this right away because this is like a potential customer. And the other one too. Yeah. You will see there, do you see where the information? They're residing in 5247. They have their phone number, so please go ahead and contact them.
All right, so if he didn't put his phone number in, let me see. Let me look at something real quick.
Sure.
If he didn't put his phone number in the his phone number. All right, the 602-0881. That's probably his personal phone number.
Yes, that is the number that the customer used to contact you.
All right, but the one, the first one. But 1-866, is that the number I call also?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Well, okay.
All right. So, yeah, please go ahead and contact them. And then let me know if you have further questions, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Have a great day, Brenda.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.